91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Police continue to investigate a crash that left two young people seriously injured in Marmara yesterday after it hit a hydropole. Another two youths suffered minor injuries. The accident happened early yesterday morning on Cordova Road. Police say the vehicle was speeding at the time. Two of the passengers had to be extricated from the car, and all four were transported to Camelford Memorial Hospital. Police say although there's no evidence of the driver being impaired, the passengers had been drinking. The collision is still under investigation, and charges are pending. The jury in the Victoria Stafford murder trial will have to wait another day to hear about the DNA testing on items seized from her accused killer's car. Superior Court Judge Thomas Heaney told jurors in London that they wouldn't sit today because Michael Rafferty's lawyer is sick with the flu. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Here in Belleville, another murder trial also got an unexpected break today. The jury in the case against 23-year-old Miles Hughes had a four-day weekend and were scheduled to get underway this morning. The trial has now been pushed back to next week due to a family matter with a member of the jury. The trial is now expected to resume on Monday. Hughes is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Roy Mace Jr. and attempted murder after allegedly shooting Justin Coughlin. Rick Santorum has withdrawn from the U.S. presidential race, clearing the way for Mitt Romney to claim the Republican nomination. Santorum made no mention of Romney and stressed that he'd gone farther than anyone expected.
At a time when over and over again we were told, forget it, you can't win, we were winning. We were winning in a very different way.
Romney has more than twice as many delegates as Santorum and is on pace to reach the number needed to clinch the nomination, 1,144, by early June. The immigration minister says not enough skilled tradespeople are coming to Canada to meet the industry needs. So Jason Kenney is creating a new program for workers in fields like construction and manufacturing to help businesses get the workers they need. He says the current system favors professionals over tradespeople and that the changes will give the system more flexibility. And the man who has admitted to fatally shooting an unarmed black teenager in Florida is describing the shooting as a life-altering event. That's a description on a website George Zimmerman has set up to pay for his living expenses and lawyers. A spokesman for Trayvon Martin's parents is troubled by the comment, saying for Martin and his family, this was a life-ending event that wiped out a bright future and a world of opportunity. That's 91X News to 403. Here's John Boldrick with a look at sports.
Around the diamond tonight, the Blue Jays look to erase the memory of a late-game collapse as they once again take on the Boston Red Sox. Pitcher Kyle Drabek will get the start for the Jays, who look to move above the 500 mark on the season. Boston counters with Daniel Bard, who will be making his first major league start. The Red Sox are currently tied for last in the division, but will look to move even with the Blue Jays with a win tonight. Game time is 7:07. With the NHL gearing up for the playoffs, there are six games in action for the NBA tonight. Boston travels to Miami in a battle of division leaders. All-star Dwight Howard leads the Magic against the Washington Wizards, and it's a battle of cellar dwellers as Anthony Parker and the Cleveland Cavaliers take on DJ Augustine and the Charlotte Bobcats. Elsewhere, Philadelphia travels to the Swamp to take on the New Jersey Nets, and the Tyreek Evans-led Sacramento Kings battle Disco Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks. Bill Parcells is unlikely to become the New Orleans Saints interim coach, according to multiple reports. Parcells prefers to remain retired and not replace his protege and friend, Sean Payton, who will serve a season-long suspension for his role in the Saints bounty scandal. Saints spokesman Greg Branzell declined comment on Tuesday to confirm Parcells has been ruled out as a replacement for Payton, saying the team has nothing new to report concerning the search for an interim head coach. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
Showers ending today with high winds and a high of 7. Rain showers ending near midnight, then mainly cloudy with a chance of wet flurries or rain showers, a low plus 2. A chance of wet flurries or rain again tomorrow morning, although it'll be a high of 11 by the afternoon, and sunshine for Thursday and a high of 13. Right now it's 9 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with John Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.